UN officials say more people than ever before are going hungry, and they blame it on the global economic crisis. UN Food and Agriculture Director General Jacques Diouf says it is with deep regret that he announces the new estimate for hungry people in the world.
The number of those suffering from chronic hunger in the world has topped 1 billion in 2009. 1,020,000,000 to be more precise.
Diouf says a dangerous mix of the global economic slowdown and very high food prices pushed another 100 million people into the hungry category over the past year.
Neither droughts nor floods or disastrous harvests can be held to blame this time. Worsening hunger in the last 3 years largely stems from economic shocks.
This includes the global credit crunch, falling trade and investment flows, declining remittances, and budgetary pressures on development aid.
The financial and economic crisis is having a particularly profound impact on poor and rural households, specifically the rural landless, the urban poor, and the female-headed households.
The latest figures show the number of hungry people in the Asia-Pacific region is up 10.5%. In sub-Saharan Africa, there's an 11.8% increase. The Near East and North Africa are up 13.5%. Latin America and the Caribbean show a 12.8% increase. Even developed countries are not immune, showing a nearly 15.5% hike in the number of hungry people. The FAO leader says the world's food system is fragile and vulnerable.
The situation goes beyond the traditional humanitarian dimensions. It calls for a new world food order.
Joining Diouf in issuing the hunger warning is World Food Program Executive Director Josette Sheeran.
Unless world leaders respond by ensuring all people access to adequate and affordable nutrition, we are in danger of losing a generation to malnutrition and despair.
Sheeran says hunger can help destabilize countries. Last year, high prices triggered food riots in 30 countries.
Without food, people have only three options. They riot, they migrate, or they die. None of these are acceptable options.
She says having enough food to eat is one of the most critical peace and security issues of our time.
A hungry world is a dangerous world. This is an issue that rightly belongs at the top of the global agenda, from the G8 to the G20 to the G77 to the General Assembly, and here, of course, at FAO and our Rome-based agencies.
But Sheeran says the good news is the world has the know-how to solve the problem. China, for example, once a major recipient of WFP aid, now helps supply the agency with food. Matthew Wyatt of the International Fund for Agricultural Development says one of the best solutions is investing in smallholder farming.
Around 2 billion people in the world, that's about a third of humanity, depend on their smallholder farms for their livelihoods and for their food. With the right support, these farmers can double or triple their very meager yields, and they can then feed themselves and their families.
He says investing in smallholder farming brings what he calls a triple payoff.
First of all, it boosts production. There is more food available. Secondly, because it's production by some of the poorest people in the world, it directly reduces poverty, so the people producing the food actually get to eat the food. And thirdly, of course, at a time of global economic crisis, agriculture and smallholder agriculture can be an engine of broader economic growth.
The UN agency officials call on donor nations to continue their aid to hungry people. But they also say it is time to lay the groundwork to solve the hunger problem once and for all. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.